Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. We just want to lift you up and glorify you on today as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to cast all our cares on you right now because we know that you care for us. We're going to empty ourselves out on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that these things that we carry, Father God, they easily beset us and put us in a place of mental despair. So we're going to give you all these things right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because these things have a tendency of holding us down, God. They have a tendency of causing us to be blinded, Lord, for the purpose that you have already designed for our lives. So we're going to cast our cares at your feet right now, Lord, because we know that you care for us. We're going to empty out and outpour right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not allow ourselves to be in a place, Father God, that's conflicting in the side of our thoughts. So right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're going to declutter ourselves. We're going to declutter ourselves right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to get into a place of praise and worship. We may be able to get into a place of exalting you, because we dare not allow ourselves to exalt these situations, these concerns, these worries, these challenges higher than you, Father God. So right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we want to outpour. Oh, God, it's some things that's heavy on our hearts and on our minds, God, that has caused us to be into a place, Father God, of despair. And we don't want to continue to be in a place of despair, but we want to be in a place of wholeness, God. We want to be in a place of completeness. So we're coming to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we're opening up our heart. We're opening up our mind. We're opening up any and everything, Father God, that we have tucked away. These things that we have tucked away, Father God, in the name of Jesus, they have put us in a place, Father God, that causes us to be hurt. It causes us to be in a place of depression. It causes us to be in a place of sadness, and we don't want to be in that place, God. We want to be in a place, Father God, of stability. We want to be in a place of hope. We want to be in a place, Father God, that is not causing us to be disdained, but we want to be in a place, Father God, where we are empty. Because we got to make room for you, Lord. And the only way that we can make room for you, God, in the name of Jesus, is if we empty ourselves out. Because you are a big old God. So we're going to give it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to give you the ache and pain that we have in our body, Father God. That we don't know where it comes from, God. And it just all of a sudden came upon us, Lord. We're going to give you that, Father God, because it concerns us. We're going to give you that problem that's going on inside of our homes, God. In our relationships. And we do not even know what to do next, God. We do not even know how to handle that thing. So we're going to give that to you too. We're going to give you that situation, Father God, that's going on in our marriages, God. Where there is no peace in the home, God. There is no peace in the conversations, Lord. There's no peace even in our friendship in marriage. So we're going to give you that situation and that concern right now, God. We're going to give you that problem and that concern, Father God. Even from our past, Lord. Even that it don't cause. That thing that causes us to be all wrapped up and all entangled, stuck to the spider web, God. We're going to give you that thing too, Father God, because we cannot change our past. We cannot change that thing or that problem, God. So we're going to give it to you now. We're going to give you that situation, that concern, even on our jobs, Lord. Even if we leave your koshana, we are even looking for work, God. We are even looking for the koshana. Oh, God. We're going to give you all that stuff right now, God. We're going to give you that problem and that concern, God. Because we cannot see akashana de lokosana. You are the only one that can give us favor on the job. You are the only one that can lift us up. So we're going to give you that problem, God. That thing that got us all messed up in our minds. We're going to give you that concern that we got about our children, God. It don't matter what age they are. We're going to throw it down at your feet because we cannot change it. We cannot do anything about it, God. And it seems like, Father God, our back is up against the wall. And we do not even know what to do anymore. So we're going to give you that thing, God. We're going to give you any and everything, God, that has caused us, Father God, to be in a place of depression. All this stuff, God, that we got cluttered up. All this stuff, God, that we got hidden down. All this stuff, God, that we've been carrying for years and years and years. We're going to give it to you now. We're going to give you that doubt. We're going to give you that unbelief. We're going to give you any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be at odds with one. one another. Oh God, because you don't want us to be in a place of being distressed. You don't want us to be in a place of suffering, even in our minds. Oh God, and even if you allow it, Lord, it's for a purpose. Lord, give us an understanding of the purpose today, Jesus. Oh God, because some of us really don't understand, God, why things happen when they happen. The season, the timing, and the purpose of it. Some of us really don't understand, God. But right now, I'm asking you to allow your spirit to flow through this place, God. Open up the hearts and the minds of your people, God. Remove the hardness of the heart, God. Remove that stiff neck on today, God. Remove the scales off our eyes that we can clearly see. Uncork our ears, God, that we can clearly hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let us not be so prideful and haughty on today, God. Because it's not about me, him, her, they, we, and us. It's simply all about you. So we're going to empty ourselves out right now, God, that we may be able to go into a place of praise and worship and open up our hearts that you may be able to enter in, because you are not the kind of God that's going to force it. You are not the kind of God that's going to kick the door down, but you're the kind of God that want us to willingly invite you in, invite you into our situation, invite you into our concerns. Oh God, because you care about us. Yeah, you are Iokosia. You are not Iokoshanele like I see. Oh God, help us on today. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of each and every individually. Meet their needs on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And camp your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the root to the very foundation, around the entire perimeter, God. Let us tear down them walls in advance, God. Let us move all this stuff that causes us, Father God, to be easily beset. Help us on today, God, that we may be made whole in you today through your Son, Christ Jesus, because that was his purpose for us to be whole. So I'm asking you to help us on today, God, to even understand that, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, please. And I want you to start emptying yourself out. Start letting go of all this stuff. Releasing all these things that got you heavy on your heart, that's been a strain on your brain. I want you to empty out all the stuff that causes you to be disrupted in the wee hours of the night that you can't get no sleep. I want you to write down all these things that causes you to be distressed inside of your minds and inside of your hearts because of the thing that was said or done or a situation that you saw. I want you to write down all these things right now. I want you to write down all this stuff because we want to make sure that we are in a place of being empty. We want to make sure that we are in a place of being whole. We want to make sure that we are in a place where God wants us to be, that we will not be and do or think the way we want to do. So please, you guys, write down all these things because they help us. It helps us to get to that place and that purpose where God wants us to be. Oh God. We are outpouring right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be empty. Because we know, God, that you can shift some things. We know that you can change some things. We know that you can rearrange some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And even though we may think or believe that things are out of place or out of order, we know, Father God, that you can stabilize that thing. You can put that thing in its right perspective. You can put that situation in its right, proper order, God. We know that you can do it, Jesus. We know that you can heal. We know that you can deliver. And we know that you can set free, Father God. So help even your people in their unbelief, God. Help even your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that cause themselves to be in a place of being conflicted. Let them not restrict their own selves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from becoming whole in you, complete through you, God. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you to do it. Because I know that you can. I know that you delight in doing so. And I know that you will, God. Sever any and everything that's inside of our hearts that's not like you, God. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, abate hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pouring our finger, wagging our head. Sever them old ties and them soul ties, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's keeping us in a place of darkness and purgatory. Lord, as we write these things down, Father God, over and over again, Father God, we know, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, to rejoice with them that rejoice. Help us to mourn with them that mourn. Help us to respect and love one another, God. Help us, Father God, to open up our hearts that we may be able to receive every blessing that you designed for us individually. Help us on today, Father God, to know that what you have for me is simply for me. So just say that, y'all. What God has for me is simply for me. Say it again. What God has for me is simply for me. Say it again. What God has for me is simply for me. And he got good thoughts for us. He got us inside of our mind. He got us inside of his mind that we won't be inside of our mind. That we won't be inside of our own heart. Because the Bible says that if we trust in our own heart, we become fools. So we want to get into that place of simply emptying this stuff out. And then trusting God and leaning on God. And he will shift some things for us. I thank you for the shifting. I've been experiencing a shifting in my life. I'm not just going to talk about recently. I'm talking about in my life. I have been pondering it and looking over things that God has done in my life. The things that I have been experiencing. The times that I had to suffer. The times I had to lack. The times that I was going through this and going through that. Even in my body, physically in pain. In my mind, emotionally in pain. As I was going through all these things, I stood strong because I trusted and believed God. But it did not mean that I was not in a place of being afflicted. And then suddenly there was a shift. He had me talking about these things on last Sunday. There's a time, there's a season and a time and a purpose for any and everything that happens inside of our lives. And sometimes it's hard for us to understand that. Sometimes we cannot get to the place of thinking and believing that this is the time, that this is the time that I need some things to shift, Lord, but things ain't shifted yet. This is the season right now, God, that I'm struggling, or it's hard for me, or I'm lacking, or it could be any and everything inside of our lives that we go to God and we say, Lord, I need you to shift some things. It could be in a time of despair and pain physically inside of your body. You say, okay, Lord, I need to see your hand move. I want you to shift something. See, the shifting does not take place when we want it to, but it takes place at that right time. And we may be in a season of affliction, but we may not understand why we are going through that thing. It is for a purpose, not for your purpose, but for God's purpose in you through Jesus. In you through Jesus. So I hope you guys write down all this stuff. Because I want you to be emptied. I want you to be empty. I want you to be emptied out so that these things will not cause you to be hesitant in your thoughts. What do you mean about being hesitant in your thoughts? Because at one moment, you can want to think good or want to be good or want to treat people good. But in the next, by what you see or what you hear or even what you believe inside of your heart, it'll shift some things. Come on, y'all. Let's talk about the shifting. Because you can shift from happy to sad. And you can shift from any emotional state to the opposite of that emotion in a second. Don't y'all know that a thought will cause us to be shifted? What we see can cause us to shift. What we hear will cause us to shift. Who you be around can even cause a shifting. How about who you conversate with? You could be in a conversation about one thing and then you start talking about it. It could cause you to shift. It's a lot that could take place, a shift inside of the atmosphere through what? Anything. There's no limit to it. Why? Because of our hearing, because of our vision, because of our emotions, because of what we think and what we say. That's just how I feel. I mean, for real. When in actuality, it's not really how you feel. Let me give y'all an example. At a very moment, you could be in a conversation. It's an example. And in the midst of you being in a conversation, that conversation by what you heard and how you perceive it through the vision that you have by what that person said will cause you to hate that person. That's your emotion at that moment. But what you feel is down in the inside of your heart. You really don't hate them. You just hate what they said, how they acted, or what they didn't do, or what they should have did, or what you think should have been done or said. Because when that emotion go past, 90% of the time we regret what we said or even what we thought. And we just, but I do, I love them so much. That's a shift in y'all. That's just an example. I just wanted to give y'all an example. The name of the sermon on today is God's Plan in capital letters. And then it's a colon. Perfecting our purpose. We're going to start at the book of 1 Peter. Chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm not going to tarry. I ain't gonna wait for the folk and the people because I keep telling them to be on time. God's plan in capital letters and then a colon perfecting our purpose. See, we don't even understand the plan from the man who's the master. Why he just gonna be a poet? God is a poet, y'all. He is sarcastic. He is a comedian because he made us in his image. So guess what? God likes to laugh. He do. He likes to. Plan. What does plan mean? It's a method for achieving an end. It's to have a specified intention. A plan is to have in mind as a purpose or goal. What he say? I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Is that a plan? They are good and they are not evil. I want to bring you to an expected end. In other words, I already know the plan that I got for you now. And it's a future. I got a future in store for you. That's what I got. So the plan is to work out the details of something in advance for achieving an objective. To work out the details of something. See, it's some things that down in the inside of us that God needs to work out in order for his plan to achieve what it was accomplished to purpose. Did y'all get that? It's some things that God got to work out of us in detail. See, it's some details that's going on down in the inside of us that we have heard, we saw, we taught ourselves, or whatever the case may be, it was planning. And he got to work these specified details out of us in order for his plan to accomplish what he purposed in you for his purpose. I'm talking about us individually. I'm talking about us individually. We're talking about his purpose. God's plan, perfecting our purpose. What do perfect mean? Being entirely without fault or defect. So his plan is to help us to be without defects. Perfect is satisfying all requirements. It's faithfully reproducing the original. What that mean? God said that when he created us, we were good. So he wanted to take us back to our original state, which was perfect. We was perfect in his sight until they bit that forbidden fruit. And the perfection was done away with. See, to be perfect is lacking in no essential detail as incomplete. So he got to make sure that we're not lacking in the requirements that he required for us to what? Make it in heaven. See, he got a plan for us. And in order for us to accomplish or get to that purposed plan that he has for us, he got to perfect some things inside of us that we can't. We could not perfect any of these things. That's why he sent his son Jesus. Why did he send his son Jesus? Because the priest, in other words, I couldn't go to God for all of y'all and cry out for you the way you need to be cried out. So he said, you know what? The priest said, he got to come to me first and get himself together before he can come to me. Because the Bible says, if y'all read the Old Testament, which is the histories, if y'all read the Old Testament, it would clearly let you know that the priest had to be consecrated and holy before they even enter in to make a petition for us. So they had to get themselves together first. And in order for them to get themselves together, then they had to carry all the sins of the people. And they had a goat that he would pray over. And all the sins would go into the goat. Pay attention to what I'm saying. And then they would take the goat out of the company of the people, out the village, out the town or whatever. And then they would release it. Are y'all paying attention? They called it a scapegoat. Y'all think I'm kidding? Read the book, it's in there. So who was our scapegoat? Jesus. Because he took all our sins and he released it unto the Lord, and then he went away. The scapegoat. Jesus is our scapegoat, y'all. But we do not utilize him the way that we should. That the plan that he purposed for us can be perfected inside of us, because we lean to our own understanding. We act away. We treat people away. We think away. We a big old hot dilly or shove a mess. Me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us. And none of us got it together. And we all pressing, trying. But there's a reality in that struggle, isn't it? Yeah. There is. We're going to 1 Peter. We're going to 1 Peter, y'all. 1 Peter chapter 5. What is purpose? God's plan. Something that one hopes or intends to accomplish. That's a purpose. The action for which a person or thing is specially fitted or used, or for which a thing exists. See, God knows exactly what he purposed each one of us for in our lives for his purpose. But we do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and as often as we want to do it. Is that his purpose? He said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. I already know what I plan for you. I already know what I want you to do. I already know where I want you to go. I already know how I want you to do it. I already, but I know that you are. He talking about us, me, you, him, her, they, we are stiff-necked and we are hard-hearted. Hard-hearted, hard-headed, we self-will, we self-righteous, we do that. Well, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm treating people the way that, is we really though? Are we really walking in our divine destiny that was purposed for us individually? That's what we need to ponder on. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. God's plan. Perfecting our purpose. Because sometimes it'd be hard to get past that pain that we've been going through for so long. And I'm talking about physically. Baby, I know some people who have just been hurt and pain and aching for year after year after year. They do not know what the purpose is. They don't know what the purpose is that they're going through this. And the purpose could be anything. It don't necessarily have to be that, okay, this is God's purpose for me. No, his purpose is for you to believe that he may be able to get to glory and heal you. And your purpose is to be a living testimony. But we don't look at it like that. And we are not healed because of our unbelief. We cannot receive because of our unbelief. Whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whether it's reconciliation, whether it's hope, whether it's restoration. It does not matter what area, what circumstance, or whatever it may be. We hinder our own selves and delay certain other things because of our own belief. And our belief will happen to us. Whatever we believe in, be it unto you. If you believe it ain't going to happen for you, it ain't. Because that's what you believe. If you believe things ain't going to change, it won't. We have to learn how to humble ourselves. Where? Under the mighty hand of God. Come on. 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to start at verse 6. We don't want to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Why? Because we want to do things the way we want to do it. And humility goes deeper than just pride. So what is humble? It's not proud or haughty. It's not arrogant or assertive. Pride is not proud or haughty, nor arrogant or assertive. What is humble? Reflecting, expressing, or offered in a spirit of deference or submission. What do deference mean? A readiness or willingness to yield to the wishes of others. Can I say that again? Humility is a readiness or willingness to yield to the wishes of others. So how many times have we really humbled ourselves unto God? How many times have we humbled ourselves unto other folk? How many times, baby, because I'm not going to apologize to you because I ain't did nothing. You need to be apologizing to me. That's not being humble. Come on, we're in 1 Peter. We're in 1 Peter chapter 5. We don't want to humble ourselves to one another, so we know it's going to be a struggle for us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. The first scripture I'm going to read is 1 Peter chapter 6. Chapter 5, I'm sorry, it ain't even in chapter 6 in 1 Peter. Chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. What do exalt mean? It means to raise you up, to enhance activity up, to raise in rank, power, and character, to assign a high status or value to. See, we don't want to humble ourselves. Look, I'm going to start off from the top. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. We don't want to humble ourselves through them aches and pains that we are feeling because we feel that God should heal us right now. But I got to take this medicine, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. And then we start complaining, and we start walking around moping, and then we start not believing that God is going to heal us when in actuality he said by his stripes that we are healed. So have you humbled yourself? Humility is to have a readiness to submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. So are you really ready to submit yourself under the mighty hand of God? How can I say that already? Lord, I am dealing with some things emotionally. I'm hurting inside of my heart. I'm tired of suffering. I'm tired of going through these things. I don't want to keep on going through it because it seems like it's a cycle. It seems like it's repetitive. But have you humbled yourself under the mighty hand of God? And humility means that you are ready to humble yourself. How am I going to humble myself? By simply surrendering all. Okay, what do that mean? I got to give God all of me. No, you got to give him all that's in you. That hurt, that pain, that anger, that bitterness, that sadness, that unbelief, that doubt, that fear. fear, that whatever, that depression, whatever. You got to get, are you really humbling yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you? How is he going to exalt you? If you humble yourself and give it to him, then he say, I will raise you up in due time. I'm going to allow you to go through this thing for a little while, and in due time, in due season, I am going to raise you up. How is you going to raise me up when I'm suffering right now? I'm depressed right now. Because if in due time, while you going through this thing right here, and why if you humble yourself before me, then you ain't got no choice but to be raised up. How? Because you don't cast your cares on him. He going to put you in a place of what? Peace. Okay, in due time. Okay, so if I humble myself under the mighty hand of God, in other words, if I give him all my stuff, yellow sheets of paper, y'all red pens. If I give him all of my stuff and I just outpour, and when this is why he have y'all to do this stuff. Yellow sheets of paper, come on, baby. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Write down all this stuff, all this stuff, all this stuff, and all this stuff. That we hold on to. We hold on to stuff for years. We hold on to hurts and pains. And guess what? We take that hurt and that pain into our next relationship, our next conversation, our next thought. And it got us all conflicted right up here. We be conflicted in our mind. We be conflicted in our heart, which causes us to go into an emotional imbalance. And that emotional imbalance causes us to act and react in a way that's not appropriate. The name of the sermon, God's plan. God's plan. Perfecting our purpose. So what is the purpose for us going through that? I'm finna help y'all out. Because we don't think that it should happen to us. We don't think that we gotta go through anything. Why? Because I'm on the Lord's side. And he said that, he said, after you have suffered for a little while, I'm getting ahead of myself. Come on. Verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. To cast something is to throw it at his feet. That's surrendering all. So write down all that stuff. Write down the stuff that's a strain on your brain, that's heavy on your heart, that's causing you to be conflicted and afflicted, that is causing you to be depressed, sad, hopeless, fearful, unbelief, doubt. Write down all these things that you want God to shift, that you want him to change, that you want him to settle, that you want him to rearrange. Write down all these things that has caused you to be in that place where you have lost hope, or even you are in a place of hopelessness. Write down all this stuff. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. What do sober mean? It's marked by sedate or gravely or earnestly thoughtful character or demeanor. Be sober. I'm not going to let that thing shake me up. It's marked by temperance, moderation, or seriousness. I'm not going to allow that thing to move me so easily. It's showing no excessive or extreme qualities of fancy, emotion, or prejudice. Don't you know you prejudice if you only wear gym shoes and don't wear heels? That's a form of prejudice. You prejudice if you wear braids and don't wear it. There's prejudice is not just race and color. Prejudice could be in any and everything. It does not matter what it is. I drink tea and not coffee. That's a form of prejudice. Why? Because I don't like it. Why I don't like it? It's the reason why. Because it gives me the shakes. I'm just talking about event. And I'm giving y'all some examples. I'm giving y'all some examples. What is sober? It's based on sound reasoning of information, not having one's mind affected by something. He say, be sober, be vigilant. What is vigilant? Paying close attention, usually for the purpose of anticipating approaching danger or an opportunity. Are y'all listening to me? Be sober, be vigilant. So you got to be on your toes. You got to pay attention instead of always leaning to your own understanding. Be sober. Be vigilant. And being sober, you got to not lean to your own understanding and think this way because you see this or you hear this or you feel that way. Come on now. We got to be of a sober mind and not allow ourselves to be so easily moved, even in conversation, from a word, or how people used to treat us, how we think people treat. Come on, we got to be of a sober mind. We got to change and allow the sobriety to dwell inside of our thoughts, that things, he go that word again, can shift for us. How's it going to shift if you keep on approaching and doing things the same way? It ain't going to shift. Why? Because you keep being the same way. You keep doing the same way. You thinking the same way. You acting the same way. And you believe everybody else is doing it, acting the same way too. Why? Because you are blinded and you ain't got a sober mind. You ain't reasoning. We got to reason with our own selves before we can even be able to appropriately reason with one another. How can I reason with you when I'm angry with you and then I'm trying to reason with you about my anger? Nope, that's foolishness. I got to be able to reason with my own self through my own thoughts and my own actions before I can come to you and reason with you. Because if I don't, it's going to be what? Chaos. It's going to be division. It's going to be arguing. It's going to be all kind of emotions flying all kind of way. And then we ain't talking. Come on, somebody. We ain't going to even talk then because I'm what we said. Though I'm finished with it. I'm done with it. If God gave up on us that easy, baby, we'll all be doomed. Hellbound. Hellbound. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he care for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. He wants to devour you. And in other words, you got to stay sober. You got to be vigilant. And being sober is reasoning. Being vigilant is what? Paying close attention, because the devil wants to destroy you through that conversation. He wants to devour you in that situation. He wants you to go to a place of depression and sadness and hate and bitterness and resentment and all. He want to. He walking about. The Bible says that the sons of God went to go meet him and give a report. And the devil came too. And he asked him, what do you want? What you doing? He said, oh, I ain't doing nothing but walking about to and fro, seeing whom I'm going to. He wanted that. He ain't got nothing else to do but come and cause chaos in your mind. And if he got chaos in your mind, baby, it's going to be chaos in your life. And it don't matter who or what or this or that, it's going to be chaotic. Because what? Your perception of any and everything that's said to you, any and everything that's done, any and everything that's not done, it's going to cause you to get into that place of thinking a certain way. Why? Because the devil, who is your adversary, that's somebody that's against you. Don't ever think that the devil got your best interest, because he don't. I don't care what he offer you. Don't you be no fool. Don't you sell yourself to him. Why? This is why right here. Listen. The next scripture. This is why right here. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist. He telling you whom? You supposed to resist the devil. To resist is to exert oneself so as to counteract or defeat. Resist is to withstand the force or effect of. It's to refuse to give in. To resist. Resist steadfast. What is steadfast? Firmly fixed in place and immovable. Don't be so easily moved. Not subject to change. That, y'all get it? Don't allow yourself to be shifted and changed in a character or use characteristics or emotions, all because the devil done slid in, you gave him some space. Don't. You're supposed to resist him. You're supposed to be firm in your belief, determination, or adherence. That's to be steadfast, to be firm. What did he say? Resist him. Whom? Resist steadfast in what? Faith? Knowing. Your faith is what? Knowing. Knowing that the same afflictions, all the stuff you're going through, are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Talking about us. So I'm going to stand firm. This is why he said we are overcome with our testimonies. This is why it's good for us to testify to one another. Why? Because if I resist the devil, I know that I can accomplish this thing because somebody else went through it and got through it. I just read that. So, we all in the same world. We all going to experience some like things, if not all but close together. We all going to experience it. And in the midst of it, it is going to hold me close and firm that I won't be so easily moved because I have heard and have seen. My sister got through that. I know I can. My brother just went through this. I know I can make it. Oh, I know I seen him do it for them. I know he can do it for me. That's that knowing. That's that faith. That's that belief that what? This too shall pass. Because joy come in the morning. It ain't going to always be like this. So I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe and I'm not going to allow the devil to deceive me by what I see or what I hear. I'm not going to allow the devil to deceive me because of what I'm going through right now. I'm not going to allow the adversary to conflict me in my mind that I'm so blinded that I can't see afar. I'm not going to allow the adversary, which is the devil that want to devour me, to take me to a place of chaos that I cannot know that his thoughts towards me is good and not bad. He got a future in store for me. I'm not going to allow myself to be blinded by what I see now. That my hope is devoured by what the enemy trying to deceive me with, my experience. Because I'm telling you, he told me this earlier this week. He said, if your ways please me, I will not withhold no good thing from you. I want everybody to say to themselves out loud right now, what God has for me is for me. That ain't what I asked you to repeat. What God has for me is for me. See, we got to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And so submitting ourselves under the mighty hand of God is willing and ready to do or conform to what he say, not what we say or what we believe. Because I believe or have us in a place of not receiving absolutely nothing. Why? Because we so hard on ourselves. I see it for them, but I don't believe it for me. Then you ain't gonna pick up. What the world? The Bible says, be it unto you according to what you believe. The thing that worketh inside of who? You. We can activate some things. You go that word again. They can be shifted. We could shift some things by our perspective. I'm telling y'all, I've been doing it for years. Listen, I'm going to start from the top. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in what? Faith. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your your brethren that are in the world. I'm here with y'all. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ. What did he just say? But the God of all grace. See, grace is something that we don't deserve, that he give it to us. The God of all grace. So that means that he got something in store for us, which is good. Even though we don't deserve it, baby, he got a plan in store for you. Even though he know that your ugly self and your ugly acts and your ugly works is not going to get you there, his grace is sufficient. And because of that grace, God of all grace, he said that he have called us. He called us unto his eternal glory. What is eternal glory? That's infinity. That's always. Glory by who? Jesus Christ. So he sent his son Jesus. I gave y'all all the history and told y'all, gave y'all an example to stake on. He sent his son Jesus that we may be glorified in him, through him, for the glory of who? God. If it was not for Jesus, we would not have that grace. That grace came even before Jesus came into existence. Why? Because he could have destroyed us. But he said, don't kill him yet, Daddy. Prepare me a body. That's that grace. We did not even deserve. Do y'all think we deserve to be here today? No. None of us. Because he said our righteousness is as filthy rags. And they are good for nothing. So we can't make ourselves right, y'all. I be trying to act right, but people be provoking me. No, you can't make yourself right, because it's hard for you to think right, act right, or even talk right when people ain't thinking right, acting right, and talking right to you. I'm just talking about Yvette. I ain't pointing a finger at nobody around me. I'm talking about me. It is hard to do so. But one thing that I can do is be willing and ready to choose not to do that wrong thing. And then I got to pray and ask God to help me. Because sometimes I need God to help me to shut my mouth. Sometimes I need God to help me not to lay hands. So I mean, just say it. Did I say I'm just talking about Yvette? So he said in his word that the God of all grace wants us to be that. I don't want to misquote. But the God of all grace, who have called us, he called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ. Here you go, y'all. After that ye have suffered a while. You got to go through. Don't you know any and everything that you are going through or experiencing, it is intentional. You are intentionally being tested and tried. Tried and true. Now I keep saying tried and true. Why? Perfecting our purpose. That's why. He got to perfect some things that's inside of you that's imperfect. Because that imperfect thing is not going to allow you to be with him eternally. We can't none of us go up to heaven in our current condition. Listen. Okay. Let me help you all out. What is suffer? It's to submit to or be forced to endure. It's to put up with, especially as inevitable or unavoidable. It's to endure death, pain, or distress. It's to sustain loss or damage. It's to feel deep sadness or mental pain. To suffer is to come to a knowledge of something by living through it. To suffer. He said, after that you have suffered a while, I'm going to do what? Make you perfect. I just told y'all what perfect was. I'm going to tell you again. Perfect is being entirely without fault or defect. It's satisfying all requirements. So why you going through this suffering? You going through this suffering for a purpose. Because his purpose in you has to be able to satisfy all requirements. So you're not just suffering for yourself, or you're not just suffering because of I'm going through this and this is hereditary, or this is what my mother, or this is what my father, or I can't help it, and it's just no. It is a purpose why you got to experience that hurt over and over again with a man or a woman. It is a purpose why you got to get, he's trying to get you to, how about this? Okay, Lord. He's trying to get you how to forgive even in spite of the pain and the hurt and the suffering that you had to go through in your mind, because your emotions done got you all discombobulated. I'm just talking about Yvette. Am I annoyed? The only one to go through that? Have been through it. How about trusting? Oh, he's trying to teach you how to trust him instead, because this is what he told me. I say, Lord, you want me to forgive that person and you want that person. Lord, I can't trust him with my heart. He said, I ain't asking you to trust them. I'm asking you to trust me. I can't trust them with my, I can't, because they're going to, they going to do this and they're going to that. No, it don't matter what they do. I'm asking you to trust them. You talk, I can't trust them with me, Lord. I ask you to trust them. I'm asking you to trust me with you. So do we trust God with us? Okay, ask yourself that. Do I really trust God with me? Because he know the plan for you. While you going through that stuff, he said, after you have suffered for a little while, I'm going to make you perfect. I'm going to make you perfect that you ain't got to trust nobody, but you can trust me. So as you approach that thing, your purpose will be devoured, because my purpose is going to be exalted. I'm going to exalt my purpose in you. And that person that you can't trust, and that person that hurt you, that you wanted to trust, or that you tried to trust, you still gonna like them. You better love them. Because if you don't, you won't make it to heaven. Okay, Lord, I love them, but I ain't in love with them. Okay, I ain't asked you to be in love. I say love. It's a difference.
What you say?
It's a difference. This man told me, it ain't no difference. If I say I love you, I love you. It ain't no difference in I love you and I'm in love with you. I say, yes, it is. It's a difference. Because if you ain't in love with me, then you're not going to cherish me like God cherished the church. That's in love, baby. Did you hear what I say? That scripture. He say, love your enemies, pray for them, and don't curse them. He did not say I had to like you. He did. I love you, but I don't like your ways. I don't like your attitude. But that don't mean that I don't love you. So how can I love you and not like you? Because if I love you, and even though I don't like your ways or not, I'm still going to respect you, and I'm going to do it out of a pure heart. I'm still going to help you even though I don't like you, and I'm going to do it not expecting nothing in return. I'm going to say, see, is y'all seeing the difference there? To be in love. I told y'all what he said about a man. What about a love? Or what about a woman? The Bible said you're supposed to honor that man. Honoring him is not talking about him to somebody else when you man. Actually, you ain't going to tell nobody. Because I am a tattletale, and I can tell God everything. Because, baby, it's a terrible thing to fall under the ground. The Bible says that if a man don't treat a woman a certain kind of way, not only are they prayers hindered, but they are worse than an infidel. What make you think anything that you touch gonna prosper? You better get it right. Talking about the men and the women. I'm talking about the men and the women. So after we have suffered for a little while, you got to go through that suffering inside of your body. Well, I done had this pain, and I done had it for so many years, Lord, and it ain't went away. Again, what do you believe? He just said he the God of all grace, and he called us to to what? His eternal what? Glory. Is he getting the glory out of you walking around here complaining about that? No, you said that you believe God, girl. You don't believe God. Why? Because you have not humbled yourself under his money. Why I ain't humbled myself? Because I ain't cast my cares on. I ain't gave it to him. So you got the ache of pain for you. Maybe it's a reason why. Let me tell you something. Let's talk about Isaac, because he wrestled with the angel, which was the angel of God. Listen to this. The Bible says that he had a limp because his hip was out of place. And so in the midst of his hip being out of place, don't you know that is excruciating pain, agonizing pain? That is agonizing pain, and people have hip replacements for that. Now listen to me. That man, it talked about it one time. That man never complained not one time about that. Why? Because God had to keep him in a place of what? Humility. Why? Because of how he was fit to exalt him. It's some things that we have to carry or have inside of our bodies, because God got to keep us in a place of lowliness. Because we'll get into a place of what? Being haughty. Thinking we better than somebody. And then when I start blessing them, they walking around like they better than somebody else. Or when I start exalting them, and God can very well exalt you in wisdom. It ain't that, don't you know, it ain't got to be stuff. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, thank you, Lord. He can exalt you in wisdom. And in that wisdom, it will help you to what? Get well. See, we got to learn how to apply these scriptures that it won't cause us to be so easily moved. We be moved in conversations and situations and circumstances, and then we suppress, we hold in, we don't release, we don't let go, and we allow ourselves to get into that place of being conflicted. And then, guess what we doing? We delaying the blessing that God got for us. Why? Because what we had, what happened, or what we did in our past, we take it into our future. And God don't want us. We can't take that stuff into nothing new. He ain't gonna bless no mess. The enemy will deceive you and make you think one way, when in actuality, when God wants you to see the truth, your whole world come crashing down because of deception. And it's real. I preached a sermon on that. Deception is real, y'all. It is. Listen to this. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, by Christ Jesus, after that he has suffered a while, make you perfect. Then he gonna establish you. See, you got to go through the suffering first before you can get perfected. And then he got to establish you. What is establishing? It's to institute something permanently by enactment or agreement. It's to make firm or stable. It's to introduce and cause to grow and multiply. It's to bring into existence, to put into a favorable position. It's to put beyond doubt, to show the existence or truth of by evidence. Who wants to be established? I want to be established in any and every way that God want me be. And I know that I have to go through some suffering. I done gave y'all so many testimonies of what I done went through, what I had to experience, what I got over, and how I was able to accomplish a matter through who? Jesus Christ, because of my experience, because of the things I was going through, because of the things that I did not want to go through, or because of the things that was hard for me to go through. I gave y'all the testimonies and told y'all how the Lord had brought me through. And even though it was a reality in that struggle, I still stood firm and did not allow the enemy to shake me. Even though my thoughts went into a chaotic state, I had to do what? Pray for myself. Because I know that this too shall pass. I shall get over this at some point. And so, now, I may not know the time. I may not know the season. But I know it's a purpose for me to get through that. What do you say? That I can make you perfect. That means covering all areas. Lacking nothing. Satisfying all requirements for me to see Jesus. Because we think it's all about the stuff. The people. The situations. No. It's something that's down in each last one of us that God purposed for. A lot of us don't even know what our purpose is because we have been hurt so. We have been degraded. Our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, we ain't been loved the right way. We don't understand what love is. So us to even receive it, we can't even give it. We is all messed up. The name of the sermon on today, God's plan, perfecting our purpose. He said, after you have suffered for a while, make you perfect, establish you, and then he going to give you strength. But he got to first allow you to go through that suffering. Then he got to solidify some things. In the midst of him establishing you and solidifying some things, then he giving you strength that you won't be so easily moved. What is strength? The quality of state of being strong. It's power to resist force or attacks. It's from one high point to the next as in vigorously moving forward. It's the ability to exert effort for the accomplishment of a task. The ability to withstand force or stress without being distorted, dislodged, or damaged. How many times you have experienced something in your life that has damaged you? Yes. Somebody done said something that damaged you. Somebody done did something. And this is the stuff that we take to our next relationship. And I ain't talking about just with men. I'm talking about even with friends. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about with your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers. I'm talking about my mother went to her grave and she still lived that lie and did not expose the truth. But God allowed that truth to come out before she died. We still holding on to stuff. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens, y'all. We want to cast all our cares on the Lord so that he can allow us to understand that the suffering is for a purpose. The going through is for a purpose. And we got to understand that it can be accomplished in this world, in this life, because all of us have some testimony to give somebody that can help them know that this too shall pass. And in strengthening you, then you'll get to that place of being settled. What's to be settled? To place so as to stay, to make quiet or orderly, to fix or resolve conclusively. It's to secure permanently. It's to arrange in a desired position, to make or arrange for a final disposition of. It's to free from distress or disturbance. It's to gain emotional or mental control of. It's to make final, definite, and beyond dispute. That's how you get settled. That's how you get settled in God. I'm going to start from the top. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may be devour, whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in this world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. How many times you done went through some things and you just don't want to go through it? Don't you know that God is trying to get you to a place of settlement? He cannot settle you if you going through these things and you are not in a place of surety. You are not in a place of understanding. We may not understand why we going through it, but one thing that we should understand is that I know God is going to take me through it. I know that this too shall pass. I know that God is not going to let this thing overtake me, because he know how much I can handle. He ain't going to give me no more than I. How many times you been saying that? Oh, this is just too much for me, no it ain't. Oh, I can't keep going through this. Yes, you can. Oh, I can't get over that. Yes, you can. Oh, this is hard for me. No, it ain't. It may be hard to accept. See, acceptance is the key of getting past it. If we accept some things or a lot of things in our life, it'll be easier for us to get past some stuff. It'll be easier for us. Because we don't want to accept that it's real. Accept it and then what? Throw it at the feet of the Lord. That. Oh, easier said than done, ain't it? Yeah. Easier said than done. Accept that this is not changing. And that. Accept that I can't change it and I can't fix it. Accept that you didn't. Because guess what, y'all? We don't have enough wisdom, knowledge, and even understanding to resolve any problems that come upon us. We think we do. Well, you know what? I'm going to stop doing this and I'm going to stop doing that. And then I know that it'll be good for me because I know. Do you really know that? Have you did the one thing that he said do? Acknowledge me in all your ways. If we acknowledge God in any and every area of our lives, I guarantee you he'll give us solutions to it. I tried it. It works. I tried it. It works. It could be good or it could be bad. Even when I see myself going into a place of anger, I may be angry at that moment and I'm saying stuff. And in the midst, I recognize what I'm saying and how I'm acting, what he said. Settlement is putting you in a place of self-control. We got to learn how to control ourselves. It's hard when I'm suffering or when I'm mad or when I'm going through. I don't understand that plan. But I know the thoughts that he have towards me are good. And we just want to be honest today, y'all.
Can I be honest? Sometimes I don't understand.
Because we know he can fix it.
Why do you let me fall when the world is in your
hands? We know that he can change it. But the question is why?
He had to stop it all if you wanted to.
Because he got a purpose. It's something that he's trying to work out of us. He ain't gonna let you get it. It's only that every scripture I just read, this song. It's a reason. You may not be able to reason with the reasoning of the reason, but it's for a purpose. And I guarantee you, it'll be worth it. You just gotta believe. Ain't that what I said to y'all today? It's his plan, y'all. God's plan. And we gotta trust him. Do you trust God with you? Let's just trust him a little bit more. Yellow sheets of paper and red pen. Write your name down. Say, Lord, help me to trust you more. Now, in the midst of you asking him to help you to trust you more, don't you know it's going to be some trials that's going to come? Baby, them trials is going to come. And in the midst of them coming, what you got to do? Stand firm and resist the devil and what he's trying to show you, that you believe what the devil say instead of what God say. Because you know what? Your faith is going to work and activate and do what? Know that word? Shift some things. It'll be worth it, I promise you. You just gotta believe it. Don't allow yourself to be so easily moved by a word, by a conversation. Let's not do that. He got a big old plan for us. And we got to realize and understand that he's bigger than our plan. And okay, Lord, I gotta say this to y'all. We think so little for us, for our own selves, until we believe that our plan is something big. When the plan that he has for us is great. Shorten yourself. because he say never the less. Never the less does not mean you make hasty and rash decisions. Go to God and acknowledge him in that thing. Because he may very well be trying to teach you how to forgive when it's an unforgivable thing. Huh. He may be trying to teach you how to love when there's no love coming your way. He may be trying to teach you to rejoice with other people instead of being jealous. He may be trying to teach you how to give instead of always wanting, being a taker. He may be trying to remove some things from you. We got to realize that God is bigger than all this stuff. He bigger than that problem that we trying to fix when he the only one that can. Because we think that these things is going to overtake us or put us inside of that place where we don't know what's next, Lord. And because we don't know and understand what next, it causes fear to overtake us. And that fear hinder us from entering to the new because we still holding on to the old from the fear of being hurt, the fear of not receiving change, the fear of not seeing change. The Lord say, I gotta say it because I keep looking at you. Don't be afraid to love again. Don't be afraid to love again. Because baby, let me tell you something about the suffering and the pain, the P-A-N-G. That P-A-N-G is a pain too that stings and is sharp. And so even when somebody try to come and even try to approach you or try to say something, you don't trust or believe anything that they say because all these niggas is liars. And that's what I just heard her say. All these niggas is liars. That just heard that thing so clear. Have you said that fake faith? Doubt face. I call it doubt face. Have you said that? These niggas better leave me alone because they can't do nothing for me. I'm making my own money. I got my own stuff. I don't need no man. Another nigga ain't never living in my house again. I ain't never living in another nigga's house again. I'm getting my own because I know what God has for me is for me. And I don't need no nigga to do absolutely nothing for me. I can even satisfy myself if I need to be. I don't need a nigga for nothing. That's all I keep hearing. And that's what I'm hearing. That you said all that stuff ain't your dog thing. So the Lord told me to tell you, don't be afraid to love again. Because what God has for you is simply for you. The situations that you went through, God is teaching you how to forgive even in the midst of the hurt. Yeah, I forgive, but I ain't dealing with that nigga no more. Okay. Yeah, but have you really forgiven when you say all niggas is lies? No, you taking that past into your future. You cannot have a future. It's God's plan. You ain't, I don't trust none of these. You ain't got to trust these niggas. Trust God with you. Because if your ways please him, he gonna withhold no good thing from you anyway. You too. You too. We talking about all of us. All of us in every form and in every fashion. We put ourselves in a place and think and believe that there's certain other thing. We don't want to trust nobody because so many people have did so many hurtful things unto us. And we take our past into our future. Even with you. If God don't come and show me or tell me that I ain't doing it, I cannot. And then, yeah, it ain't. Don't be afraid to love again, Joseph. His name is Joshua, but the Lord called him Joseph. Because he's going to make him right. He's going to make him call him. Don't be afraid to love again. I can do these baby mamas. They done killed you when trying to deal with a woman. It's okay. We all get into a place or to a point where that, you know what, I ain't even thinking. We don't even want to have no friends to deal with nobody. Because so many, even our very friends, have stabbed us in our back. We still pulling out the knives. I'm just saying. God say after you have suffered for a little while, he gonna make you perfect, and then he gonna establish you, then he gonna strengthen you, and then he'll settle you. That means put you in a place of peace. Stop worrying about what somebody else say or what somebody else do. It does not matter. Do you trust God with you? Trust God with you. You ain't gotta trust yourself with nobody. I told y'all what I said. I say, Lord, I don't even know why you telling me that, God. And I'm just being honest with you. Because I talk to him like that. I say, I don't trust that nigga with me. He said, I ain't asking you to trust him. I'm asking you to trust me with you. So in other words, he was letting me know, I want you to trust me with you. So I'm trying to work something out of you. That bitterness, that hate, that not wanting to. See, I got to trust him with me so that I can be satisfied to him and nothing else more be required. And that's the only way I can get to that place of being settled. Stop worrying about what your family. Stop letting your family live your life for you. How do my family live my life for me? Because in it, everything that they say to you, it make you go to a place where you gotta think or believe, you gotta prove yourself. You ain't gotta prove yourself to nobody. Not even to that nigga. Nah, I'm just using your word, girl. I gotta use her word because I just keep hearing it. At me. Because he don't mean you no good anyway if you can't keep his cotton hands off of you. You gonna wind up in jail or hell. I know. Okay. They was charging me with first degree murder. I gave y'all my testimony. Been there for years, from the age of 16 until I got 28. Because I don't want my daughter to be without a father. The devil was alive. God was my daughter's father. Stop trying to in your self-esteem and your self-worth. Thinking and believing, don't nobody want you but him. You know, ain't nobody gonna do you. No, ain't nobody gonna do me like you do me. Keep your hands off me. God bigger than that thing. He got a future in store for you. He got a plan for you. And what God has for you is for you. Say, what God has for me is for me. What God has for me is for me. I ain't gotta settle for what? Nevertheless. Nevertheless. And who wants to go to bed with somebody that's already been on it, and he ain't got to keep taking it from you either? Been there. I can't tell y'all nothing. I ain't experienced my own self. God is bigger than that thing. I done ran from my own house trying to get away from stuff. And then wind up going back still. Why? Because you don't want to deal with the people that you're living with when you got your own. But that nigga. I'm just saying. Yeah. It goes to premeditation. Don't kill. Don't stop premeditating. Don't kill. Please don't kill.
But not.
I'm telling you from experience. You don't want to go to prison and try to lynch me. I lynch myself. I'm just saying, we as people have inside of our hearts and inside of our minds that we want to be able to get past, we want to be able to get delivered, that we can get into that place of settlement. How about carrying the burdens of any and everybody else because we are so concerned? Oh, why? Because we experience the same thing too. But how long did it take you to get out of it? How long?
That time I felt so alone.
And then you do feel by yourself. Don't nobody understand. They don't know what I've been going through. They don't be like, can't nobody tell me that. In actuality, y'all situations may be similar, but that emotional state is it could be worse and worse. And worse, it'll get you in a place, baby. When I tell you, not only do you not sleep at night, you walk in the foes like, should I kill him tonight or should I wait till tomorrow? Yeah, I'm gonna let him think it's okay. Now I'm poison that nigga. That's what I just heard. I'm poison that nigga. He always want me to cook something. He always want me to do this. He always want me to do. But what do you trust God with you that he may get you and put you in that place of being settled? That he may get you and put you in that place of having hope inside of your heart or even inside of your mind? Because it is hard. It is hard. It's hard.
If I stay strong.
It's hard for us to get to that place of release. Because we don't want to release nothing because we hold it all in. He said, cast your cares on me because I care for you. How many times we hold in so much stuff that we don't ever want to let go? And let me tell you something. Children go through stuff too. Teenagers go, I did. But we don't want to release this stuff. This hidden down, suppressed stuff. Because you're tired of crying. You're tired of the sleepless nights. You're tired of the shame, the guilt, the regrets, the embarrassment. Sick and tired. But it can turn around for you today. Because he's bigger than that thing. That's why we overcome. What that scripture I just read. The God of all grace, who have called you unto eternal glory by Jesus Christ. Knowing that this thing has been accomplished through me, so you know you can get through it and get past it. It just don't feel good while you're in it. And what is the purpose that I got to keep going through it, God? Why is this repetitive cycle? So, Lord, help me to understand it. Or even if he don't help you to understand it, say, Lord, strengthen me and take me through it. Because if I don't get through it, if you don't do it, nobody else can. So we got to do that today. Lord, do it for me. Do it for me, that thing that's heavy on my heart. That thing that caused me to be in relentless tears. Sleepless nights, bitterness, anger, hurt, fear. Fear. Don't you know fear will prevent you from anything being accomplished in your life? Fear. Fear not being, you know what, I know I need to start my own business, but I can't. You're afraid because you don't want people, they ain't going to do this and that. What you scared of? Fear of walking away. Oh, baby. I was afraid to walk away. But until I made up in my mind and in my heart, nevertheless, for me, I was not free. We have to accept freedom before we can receive it. We got to want to be free within our own self. Because you know what? It ain't doing nothing but teaching our children. Because what they see and what they hear, they think that it's okay. And because of what my son saw and what he heard, he beats his women today. And I called the police on him every time. He's doing better now. But it's not okay. What is he doing? What he saw, what he heard, and what he believed it to be. We are a reflection of our children. And it could be in any area. Selfishness, lovelessness. Don't hug your children and don't tell them that you love them and encourage them and all that different stuff. They're going to grow up and they're going to not do the same thing to their children. They're going to feel loveless too. So if they don't never experience it, don't know how to do it and give it, then now we do what we were taught. I have told y'all. My mother was married 3 times. My sister married 2 times. And she probably should get ready to go on a 3rd because the Lord told me to pray for her marriage. Why? Because my mother told me, us, If one don't work, get another. Who does that when God is a God of reconciliation? But she only teaching what she learned. Or what she was taught. My grandma was only married once. She married that man and died. So what experience or what did she go through to make her shift in her mind to even think like that? Well, she was raised in church too. What one won't do, another one can. That's teaching me to be a whole hopper. I'm serious. Y'all, I'm just saying. And y'all know I keep it real. I told y'all the Lord told me that I was a whoremonger and a prostitute. Why? Because my mother taught us. Listen to me. My mother taught us. You better not go out there with no nigga and be out all night long getting your panties wet and don't have no money when you come home. That's teaching me prostitute. So my motto was, you gotta pay to play. I'm just saying, am I talking about, I'm talking about you better. I don't know about nobody else. But if a nigga ain't doing nothing for me, a nigga ain't getting nothing. And you got to do more than dinner. I need a few diamonds, some rents paid. I ain't say rents. I need some stuff going on. I need you to show me that you love me. It's that love though. That's provision. But who is my provider? God. So we missed him. We are. We got all kind of models that we go by, or that we do, or that we act upon. Because of our pains, our hurts, our insecurities, and things that go on. That joker told me, I got this. I don't know why he got me using that word. That nigga told me, girl. Let me tell you what that nigga told me. He said, if I can't have you, ain't nobody else gonna want you. He didn't say ain't nobody else gonna have you. So he tried to disfigure me. And so if you really look at my face, you can see all kind of marks and gashes, all that broken bones, fractured ribs, all kind of stuff. I was 8 months pregnant, had my daughter early because he busted me across my back with a steel folded chair. I'm talking about the physical. Y'all ain't been drowned and then resuscitated and then killed, trying to kill me again. Was that abuse? That was more than abuse, wasn't it? That was all kind of stuff going on. So I leave, come back. Look, that joker put a sawed-off shotgun on me and put it up to my head and loaded it up in my face and pulled the trigger, and the bullet got stuck in the chamber. See, God had a purpose for me. And then when I grabbed the gun and pointed it at him, and then the other person that was there pushed it up in the air, it went off. That wasn't number God. See, God got a purpose for us. It's God's plan, perfecting our purpose. We may not understand why we gotta suffer. And suffering can be in a magnitude that can nobody even imagine. And it could be in any area of our lives. We need God to fix these problems today. Write this stuff down. Bring it up into the altar. And then start praying for yourself. And say, Lord, do it for me. I need you to fix it for me. I need you to change it for me. That can do it for you. He's the only one that can change it. He's gonna move some things for you. Don't worry. That's why he had me to say what I said today in those scriptures. He said, cast your cares on me because I care for you. Do it for our Lord. I want every child in the sanctuary, please get on your knees. and start praying for the people on the altar. Start praying for yourself. Asking God to help you to do some things. Whatever you need the Lord to do for you, ask the Lord to do it for you. Because if he don't do it, can't nobody else do it. He the only one that could change some things. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to put that stuff on the altar and then start praying for yourself and asking God to do some things for you. You ain't got time to worry about what nobody else doing or looking at nobody else or seeing what God doing for nobody else, because you want him to do it for you, for you. You want God to do it. You want God to do it for you. We don't want to look at nobody else. We don't want to worry about nobody else. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. We don't want to pay attention to nobody else. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch your people on today, Lord. And do it for them, God. You know any and everything. You know any and everything that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know any and every situation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. All of this stuff, Lord, that is holding us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and causing us to be in that place of despair, that place of hurt, that place of pain, God. We don't want to be in that place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you to help us on today. Help each and every individually, Lord. You know any and everything that they is coming to you about. You know any and everything, Father God, that's heavy on their heart. You know any and everything that they are suppressing down in the inside, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they just do not even know what to do, God. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to do it for them. Do it for your people right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they can get into that place of peace. That they can get into that place of hope. That they can get into that place, Lord, where they will not be in despair. Oh God, lift up their heaviness, Father God, in these relationships, God. In the homes, in the marriages, with the children, in the finances, on the jobs, the living situation, the circumstances. Hold on. I'm asking you to touch your people right now, God. Because if you don't do it, it cannot be done. Touch the very wounds of the bellies, God. Touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if you don't go shine and open up the matrix. Touch right now, Father God, and stir the gifts up in the inside of your people, Father God. Let them know, Lord, that you are here. Lord, you say, cast all your cares on us, your koshia, because you care for us. We care for you, God. We care for you. And we know that you care for us, God. We're going to trust you with us, Father God, because we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, without you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it cannot be done. We know without you, Father God, it won't be done. So we asking you to help us. We asking you to change us and give us a heart of acceptance, Lord, and shift some things. Shift some things for us, God. Shift some things for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not keep going in the direction that we think that we should go. We would not, if you don't go see, try to solve the problems on our own, Lord. Because you said in your word, Father God, you said, Father God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. So I'm asking you to touch us on today, God, and give your people that faith. Help them on today, God, to activate it, that they will believe and that they will trust. I want y'all to give it all to the Lord right now. Ask them to fix it for you. Ask them to change it. Ask them to rearrange it. Because he's the only one that can do it. I can't do it. You can't do it. Because you have tried and it ain't working. Ask God to give you some solutions and some resolution to some things that you will not link to your own understanding. Help us on today, Father God, that we will not trust in our own heart. to become fools. Oh God, but give us a wisdom on how to heal Koshia. Oh Kanye de Lokosia. And give us a knowledge on how to heal Koshande de la Kasia. And give us an understanding of the Koshana that we will not lean to our own understanding. Give us a clarity on today, Father God. We may not understand what the purpose is of the thing and the plan that you have for us, Father God. But whatever it is, God, give us a heart of acceptance that we will not go to a place of complaint. We will not go to a place of lost hope. We will not go to a place of depression. We will not go to a place of fear. And if by chance it has already come down in the inside of us, Lord, I'm asking you to remove it right now, God. I'm asking you to lift it up. Remove that spirit of fear because you are not a God of fear. Remove that spirit of because you are not a God of confusion. Help us on today, Father God, to release ourselves, God, unto you right now. Because you say that you care for us, God. You say, come on, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and you will give us rest. Let your people rest in you, God. Let them trust in you. Let them believe in you. Because you are able, God. There is nobody else that is greater than you, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the great I am. And we want you to be just who you are for us. And that's any and everything that we need you to be. You are He, God. Oh, God, we're going to shake up all this stuff right now, God. We're going to shake it all off. Any and everything in our minds, we're going to shake it off. Any and everything in our hearts, we're going to shake it off. Any and everything in our bodies, we're going to shake it off. We're going to give it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know that you are capable, and we know that you are able to handle that thing. Lord, throw your weight around for your people. I'm standing in the gap for any and every individual that's on the altar. I'm standing in the gap for any and everybody that has given you the prayers, God. I'm asking you to consider them. I'm asking you to fix them according to your will, your plan, your purpose, your season, your timing. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, because I know only you can. Jesus, do it, do it, do it, do it, God. Work it out for them, God. Work it out for them, God. That they will not be in a place of despair. Work it out, God. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. I want y'all to release all this stuff unto the Lord. On the count of three, I want every individual in the sanctuary to scream as loud as you can. I don't want you to hold this stuff in. I want you to release it unto him right now. Just ask him to do it. Ask him to change it and ask him to fix it for you. Because can't nobody do it but God. So on the count of three. One, two, three. Scream. Hey. Do it, God. Fix that situation in the home. Fix that situation, God, in the car. Fix that situation on the job. Fix it, Lord. Fix it, Lord. Fix it, Lord. Y'all ain't got to worry about the babies. I got the babies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, your people individually, Lord, is doing a thing for
sometimes
you.
Sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say,
Lord. Individually, he's doing a thing for you.
Fix it for me.
You got to be leave.
Anybody know that only God can do it?
If you know God can do it, trust him to do it. You gotta trust him, baby.
Because Lord, I have a promise.
You gotta trust him.
That only you can solve. So Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Do it for me. Can y'all play that for me?
Lord, fix it, God. Fix every situation and every concern.
Lord, I need you to do it right
I
now.
See, I just see God moving some things, y'all. I see some things being shuffled. Do it, God. Lord, remove that discouragement. Let not your people be discouraged because of the situation that they are in right now. Hey. Fix that home life. Do it, God. Do it, Lord. One more time, y'all. I want y'all to scream. And when you scream this time, I want you to release it all unto God. For real. On the count of three. One, two, three. Scream. That's it. Release it. Release every tear. Higher than Okoshia. Every fear. Glory! Do it, God. Do it, God, for your people. Change it for your people, God. Glory! Do it right now, God. Because can't nobody do it but you. You're the only one, God, that can move that thing. You're the only one that can change it, God. You're the only one that can settle a matter. Because there's some things that's not settled, God. You're the only one that can settle a matter, God. Do it, Lord. Do it, God. Move some things out the way. Move some situations into its proper perspective, God. Do it for your people. Because only you can do it, God. Do it right now. Do it right now. If you don't do it, can't nobody else do it. Do it for us, Lord. Do it in our minds, God. Do it in our hearts, Lord. Do it, Lord. Work it out for us, God. Do it, Lord. The Lord say, don't worry about the situation on your job, sweetie. Because it's some things that people may try to over-exaggerate to make you look bad or make that situation come that is not really there. But God say, don't worry. Don't you try to work it out and don't you try to fix it. Because God is going to change it and fix it for you. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everything that the Lord said that he promised you, he said he's going to do it for you, Nicole. You ain't got to worry. He's going to change some things.
Work it out.
He gonna work it out for you.
All the things
he gonna work it out for you. The stuff that you cannot imagine, or the stuff that you don't think it can be. You just watch.
Because I know you
trusting and believing, and watch God.
Open up the door.
Please. Not many days hence, Nicole. You'll see.
Show me.
Not many days hence, He said, because you came to me, you are important. He said, I heard you. I ain't forgot what I told you. Not many days hence, I'm going to bring that thing to fruition just for you. Just for you, because you trust and you believe. You believe in spite of what you see. And even though the enemy be trying to deceive you and try to trick you and make you think it's not so, God said your belief is activating something for you now. Now. Because you believed.
Ha. Oh, God. I'm going to do
it
again, Tyrone.
Hold on,
no more.
Better days are coming. Doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still good. Hey, hey.
Lord, you know any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
And we keep and then we hold. Lord, I'm asking you to lift up the pain and the hurt.
is that you're born.
All you need to do is just feel.
Let him know, God, that there's nothing, God, that is too hard for you to do. That you are overflowing and you are eating.
Your will be done.
That your people know, Father God, that you are able, God.
You will, Lord.
Financial overflow.
You did not create me to worry.
So
world, y'all ain't gotta worry. Not only
is he gonna give you a financial overflow, I'm praying that he will give you wisdom on how to spend it. Remember, pay your tithes, give your offering. Remember, it's God and not nothing that you are doing on your own. It's some people who need a financial breakthrough now. God is going to give you that provision if you just simply trust him. It's going to be in his timing and in his purpose. That financial overflow may not be a lump sum, but it will come suddenly. Oh God, do it, Lord. Oh yeah. It's coming, baby. It's raining, y'all. Huh. It's raining. It's raining. Rain in the lives of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Rain in the hearts of their lives on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them the wisdom on how to disperse it, Lord. Because you bless us that we can bless others. Help us on today, Father God. Do it, Lord. Suddenly. Do it, Lord. Remove any hidden intentions or any hidden motives on today. Sever that spirit of greed. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. Jesus. Please trust God. Please trust God. Please trust God. Jesus. Situation, even in our children. God is going to shift some things for you. He going to shift some things for you. He going to shift some things for you. You ain't got to worry. Tell me y'all ain't worrying. He going to shift some things for you. Just claim your victory right now. Remember what he said. Just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit. Believe right now. I dare y'all to activate y'all belief. Right now. Just a little bit. Just a little. Because I'm standing in the gap with you. I got somebody touching and agreeing with me. I'm touching and agreeing each and every individual in here. For any and everything that you've been waiting on, I'm touching and agreeing that God dispatching, release according to your timing, God. Your plan, your will, your purpose. Right now, how you little go shut it like I see ya. Oh, my man, enough. I believe God is shifting some things even for your family. Yeah, keep working it out. I got so many misfixings in here. What the world? Why everybody trying to do God's job? I'm telling you, he told me, why you trying to do my job? I said, okay, Lord, I ain't gonna do it again. So hey, what's up? It's so many of us in here trying to do what God could do best. We can't do it. Only he can do it. So Aaron, misfix it. I want you to take your hands off of it, step back and move to the side. So I should be seeing everybody in here moving. Because we all be trying to fix that. Get on up out the way. Are we afraid it can't get fixed? Remove the fear, God. Afraid to love. Remove the fear, God. Give us a heart of acceptance. Somebody give her a big old one, Father. Touch Gwen on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cover your blood and hide it behind your cross. Give her the strength that she needs. Lift up that heavy burden right now, God. Lift up that conflict that she's having in her mind, God. Lift up the outcome that she is in the vehicle. Let her know that you are God. You are any and everything that she needs you to be. Let her know, God, that you're fixing it and she can't. Let her know, God, that you are a problem solver. Jesus, do it now, God. Do it now, God. Right now, God. Do it now, God. I want y'all to take off them shoes. Because I need to anoint some feet. Y'all may need to sit down in the front row and whatever. Take off them shoes. I need to anoint some feet. Don't you stop praying for women. Don't you stop standing in the gap for her. Because we touching and agreeing. Joshua.
Help me out.
I want all the kids to take off their feet and line up and take off their shoes. Take off your shoes, all the kids.
Oh,
knowledge and understanding. He had me to anoint your hands for financial prosperity. And he had me to anoint your feet that he may order your steps. I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. I hope it was something that he's saying on today that would encourage you guys and push you guys to continuously look to him and trust him for any and all things, because he's the only one that can do it. Please do not take this stuff back out that door, y'all. Please leave it here with me, because I'm still going to be praying. I'm still going to be touching and agreeing. I'm still going to be standing in the gap for you guys. When you at home eating, I'm still going to be praying. Please don't take this stuff back with you. Please. And just believe God. Just believe God. Let me. Just believe God. Choose to believe. Everybody, come on. Raise your hands and say, I believe God.
What he said is true.
I believe God.
He always comes through.
I promise you.
I believe God.
That he is a man of his word, God. Just believe God. Yeah, that's what Jesus told his disciples. Just believe God. Just believe God. If you believe God, believe Jesus. Because he's the one that's going to fulfill it all. Again, I love you guys so much. We got breakthrough service this week, y'all. Friday, 7 p.m. Try to come. Tell somebody. Invite somebody. You never know what people need. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. After I dismiss, if there's anybody who wants individual prayer, stay so that I can pray for you. Please. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Raise your hands. We're going to give you guys some envelopes. We're going to get our tithes and our offering. Just have to believe God. I gotta keep saying that.